The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A prominent lawyer, Celestine Mambula Mukandila, calls for the publication of the terms of reference for the Constitution-Making Committee. Tensions engulf the ongoing mediation over the barrier of late former President Edgar Chagwalungu. In international news, former DR Congo President Kabila seen in Kenya weeks after being sentenced to death. And in sports, Chitundu misses out top tour names 25 for Namibia clash.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. A prominent lawyer, Celestine Mambula Mukandila, has called for the publication of the terms of reference for the Constitution-Making Committee, stating that the undertaking is essential for a legitimate constitution amending process. Councillor Mukandila says the publication of the terms of reference for a Constitution-Making or Amendment Committee Councillor Mukandila says the publication of the terms of reference for a constitution-making or amendment committee is not a mere technicality, but a foundation for legitimacy, legality, and democratic ownership. He adds that the recent ruling by the Constitutional Court in the Munye Zulu and Celestine Mukandila versus Attorney General underscores that the constitution processes in Zambia must be people-driven and respect the constitutional requirements for broad public participation. Councillor Mukandila warns that any process lacking such elements, starting with TOR that are OPEC, risks being declared invalid.
Such openness ensures the people of Zambia are recognized as owners of the Constitution as required by our law and safeguards against any attempt to fast-track unconstitutional or constitutional changes without their voices. Failure to publish and operate within transparent TORs risks legal challenge and nullification, as demonstrated by the Zulu and Mukandila case. We call upon government, parliament, and relevant authorities to publish, widely disseminate, and adhere to robust terms of reference before any constitutional amendment bill or process is advanced. In conclusion, publicizing the terms of reference for a constitution making or amendment committee is not a mere technicality. It is fundamental for legitimacy, legality, and democratic ownership. The Munir Zulu and Celestine Mukandila decision underscores that in Zambia, constitutional processes must be people-driven and respect the constitutional requirement for broad public participation. Any process lacking these elements, starting with TORs that are OPEC, risks being declared invalid. Thank you very much.
Operation Young Vote, OIV, has called on the Department of National Registration Cards, NRCs, and Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security to accelerate the issuance of NRCs to help the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to capture an estimated target of 3.5 million new entrants to the voters' roll. OIV Executive Director Guest Nyirenda has therefore underscored the importance of issuance of NRCs, especially in underserved areas, stressing the need for the Department of NRCs to coordinate closely with the ECZ to ensure that no eligible Zambian is excluded from voter registration for lack of documentation. He emphasized that the right to vote is the cornerstone of democracy, adding that the country must ensure that every Zambian, regardless of location, gender, or socio-economic status, has equal access to this right. Mr. Nyirenda further appealed to non-state actors, including traditional leaders, politicians, and the media, among others, to join hands in amplifying voter education and encouraging citizens to register.
Many citizens, especially those in rural and peri-urban communities, including some in Lusaka, remain unaware of the registration schedules, centers, requirements, or services being offered by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Without any robust, widespread sensitization, large sections of our population risk being disenfranchised simply due to lack of information, and this is unacceptable. Secondly, as Operation Young Vote, we are concerned that a number of citizens, those who are eligible, seem not to possess national registration cards. We are appealing, because this is a prerequisite for one to register as a voter. We are simply appealing to the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security to ensure that they go back in the field and work alongside the Electoral Commission of Zambia so that the people that are eligible can be given an opportunity to register to vote so that they are able to exercise the right to vote when the time comes in 2026.
Tensions have emerged in the ongoing mediation over the burial of late former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu as his family accuses the government of interfering with the process. Family spokesperson Makebi Zulu says recent government actions have created mistrust and disrupted efforts to reach an understanding of the burial arrangements. Speaking in a video shared on Facebook, Mr. Zulu revealed that a private investigator reportedly hired by the government visited the morgue on September 23rd together with plainclothes police officers to probe a suspected poisoning case without the family's consent. He said the family only discovered this visit after receiving an internal report from morgue officials confirming the investigator was acting on behalf of the government. Mr. Zulu adds that when the family questioned Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, about the issue, he denied any knowledge of the operation and has not provided a written explanation. The family has also expressed concern over online attacks targeting Archbishop Ali Kibanda, who is mediating the talks, allegedly from individuals connected to the government. Despite the rising tension, Mr. Zulu stated that the Lungu family remains focused on ensuring that the late president is laid to rest with dignity and in accordance with his wishes. Kafue mayoral aspirant Vena Zulu says she has made efforts to engage officials from the Ministry of Water and Sanitation in order to address the water challenges in Kafue district. Ms. Zulu has therefore disclosed that the current water challenges in the area are largely due to aging infrastructure that can no longer meet the increasing demand. Speaking during the PAR FM Voice of the People radio program, Ms. Zulu said government, through the Ministry of Water and Sanitation, has embarked on a project to upgrade water infrastructure in the area to meet the water demand, which she said has rapidly increased due to population growth. She explained that government is investing in expanding the water treatment plant, upgrading intake systems and increasing storage capacity to improve supply reliability. She further observed that climate change has worsened the situation, with erratic rainfall patterns reducing water levels across several areas, warning that it may take several good rainy seasons to restore normal levels. Ms. Zulu said the government is extending intake pipes to reach deeper water sources, ensuring a more sustainable water supply for residents. In international news, the former president of the Democratic Republic of Congo was seen in public on Wednesday for the first time since he was sentenced to death in absentia on charges of treason and war crimes for collaborating with rebels. Joseph Kabila was filmed at a ceremony in Kenya's capital with Congolese political leaders opposing the government. The government has accused Kabila of collaborating with Rwanda and the Rwanda-backed rebel group M23, which seized their key cities in a lightning assault in January in Congo's mineral-rich east. Kabila's political party called the verdict issued last month politically motivated. Kabila himself denies the allegations, though he expressed support for the rebels' campaign in an op-ed published in February in the South African newspaper Sunday Times. Kabila was in Nairobi to sign a declaration with a dozen other Congolese political leaders opposed to the government based in the capital, Kinshasa. The newly founded political movement said its goal was to reach all Congolese people.